Hello!
Welcome to the Bible Study Girl podcast. This is Sarita, also known as Bible Study Girl, and I'm just a girl with something to offer the world. The first excited voice you heard in this podcast was the voice of our executive producer, Bible Study Brother.
It is I, Bible Study Brother, but I'm also known as Icarus Gray over at Gray Area Anime. But this is the most wonderful podcast of your day. But as my sister likes to say, we are a biological brother and sister who share the same mother. We're not just brothers and sisters in Christ. We've been down with each other for life.
For life. I've known you for a long, many years, as long as you've been breathing. And it is a pleasure to meet up with you via Zoom. Just to talk about Jesus and other stuff, because you know we go off on our little tangents. How's your week been so far?
Pretty great. I survived. Wife went out of town and I made it. And that is a big accomplishment for me because I had not realized how I don't want to use codependent this time because I do actually function by myself a little bit better than I do with y'all, because our codependency was of epic proportions, says our family therapist, I like to call him. But I made it. I felt good. I ate like a college student, only I wasn't eating pizza rolls. I'm a little bit more elevated than that.
Look at you, fancy guy.
But I just can't do pizza rolls no more. They too, you know, with my stomach, it's a little too, I gotta have, even though I wasn't far off because I'll just tell y'all what I got. I got popcorn chicken, a Costco bag of popcorn chicken, and no sides really. I had a side every now and again, but I just, unless I'm cooking for somebody, I don't feel like doing all the extra. And to me, that's extra for myself.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And also the air fryer my sister so generously gave me, it was like when air fryers first started popping off, not when they caught out. So it's not that big.
It's not that big. But it's working for you.
Oh, yeah. That thing. Listen, baby. That thing that got me through some life. I would just kind of do that and throw different sauces on it. Like I had a spicy garlic sauce from Buffalo Wild Wings, which is okay because I'm not as big on Buffalo Wild Wings because I've had actually really good sauced wings. There's a place here that I want to take y'all so bad. We just have to make a day to drive whenever y'all come visit again to drive to this place because you specifically need this chicken.
Okay. You know, I do love myself some chicken. So,
but yeah, I had a good week.
To make it happen.
So how was your week?
My week has been good. Okay, let me be honest. It started off rocky.
I like how you was about to give an old PC answer.
Right, I was about to give an old, but you were so positive and full of light and joy, I kind of felt bad. But let me tell my truth. My truth is, and I think I mentioned this the last episode, but I'm pulling up the emotion wheel. So when I ask you about how your week has been, you could give me one of the words from the emotion wheel. It was life changing for me. I love that thing. So my week started off rocky. I wouldn't say that it was bad. I was just super emotional and trying to process my feelings and my emotions. And so I'm really working to not take that out on other people. Mm-hmm. Difficult for me, especially those closest to me. So I am working through that. Thankfully, I'm in a better place currently today. So I thank God for that, I'm just in a better headspace. And I found myself today, I was working with a little girl and I was tired. And I said to myself, girl, she doesn't deserve your tired energy. She deserves your get it together. And I feel like the session went a lot better once I mentally said it to myself, like, you need to turn it on. She deserves, the best you have to give. So, yeah, my week has been, we're gonna say mid, but I, as the kids would say, but I'm looking forward to my week turning around.
You know what's funny about that? Kev and Melissa Fredericks just have been on a tear in terms of saying things. For those of you that don't know their government's names in their way, Kev on stage and Miss Kev on stage. They've been posting clips from this marriage podcast they went on. And bruh, when I tell you, they just been spouting some gems. So he dropped one, which is kind of adjacent to what you're saying. I mean, I think you kind of know where some of your feelings are coming from, but like before that, before we got to this point, you didn't necessarily know. And he was like, you know, I had to get to this point to where it's like, I stopped taking offense when you don't know why you mad in the first place.
Yeah.
And not immediately, because I'm like, because I don't, you know, because I would, what he said, I would wake up and it's like, you in a mood. So I'm in a mood. We beefing. We mad at each other. I sent this to you, matter of fact. And so, and I'm like, ugh, why is that me? Like, because it's just like, if you mad, it's an affront on me. Like, I don't know, like, I don't know what I did, how I did it. I'm just, when you're doing that, like, it is like, what, you just want to fight? Like, you know, and then because of where we come from, it's like, this is my house too. Like, I ain't going, like, what you want me to, like, you know, like trying to figure out like how to the balance between giving space and stuff. So I definitely understand that where it's like, oh, I was like, dang, Kev, I'm really having to change and like notice, like, you know, it ain't gonna be perfect. Like, hey, I noticed something is kind of going on with you. Like, I'm gonna give you space, but I'm not leaving and going anywhere. I'm in arm's reach if you need me, but far enough that you can feel that you get in space. And I'm like, look at him dropping gems.
That is a good gem. And also I would say, like, I had this discussion with my bestie probably about 5 or 6 months ago at this point. I think with age, well, I know with age your hormones and stuff change. And I can feel myself getting, sometimes when I feel myself getting heated, like I literally have to pull out a calendar and say, girl, it's nobody else. It is literally you, and you can master your emotions. Nobody has done anything to you. Your body is your hormone. And so you breathe in and out, and you will be okay.
It's become my truth, bro. I'm telling you, that's nuts.
Because I have found myself being like, I don't want to. So anyway, long story short, yes, gems. It's nobody else's fault. Like, just and you will be okay.
What's funny is nobody, right. What, okay, so before we get deep into this Bible study, because I feel like you're dropping gems, like spiritually, like what would you want somebody to like give your advice on that? Because I think that is like a big gem. And what we're doing today, just so y'all know, because this is why I'm asking you further into this question, we are called the Bible Study Girl Podcast. And with that, we have decided to actually do some very in-depth Bible study,
but Bible things study
that we, you know, want to know more about, or things that we find interesting, or things that, you know, maybe a deeper dive on a sermon we've done, or a deeper dive on something we've always had questions about. But we want to like ask God the questions that that we want to ask him, like, because our God is all knowing and will answer those who, you know, talk to him. So with that in mind, I'm asking, like, in terms of what would be something that you would have wanted to understand more about your femininity, that is such a hard word to say, and just kind of like how to navigate through that, because some of that stuff, it don't matter who you are, like, Like you said, it's just today ain't the day.
So you're asking me, like, I want to make sure I'm understanding the question, like guidance from other women.
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, because well, I would hope a dude ain't trying to tell you.
Well, I will say, I told you that's why I was talking to my bestie about it, because she is a woman. I will say this. I think it's important to have same gender friends that can help you through different seasons of life, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to have friends that are older than you and friends that are younger than you. There's a verse, or there's I don't really remember where it comes from, but it talks about the older women, I think, taking the younger women under their wings. I could really completely be misquoting it, and it could be something that's church lore and legend and not true, which is another reason why we're doing these Bible studies, because, you know, you hear a lot of things and you don't really know where it comes from. But I think I do have a vast array of women that I can tap into when it comes to, like, the issues of being a woman, right? I have friends that are married. I have friends that are single. I have friends that are older. I have friends that are younger. So I think I have a good range and a gamut. So I think it's been extremely helpful for me to have a best friend who is about the same age as me, who I can talk to about, like, my body changing and how my body is changing and the issues that I'm having, and also other friends, like I said, so I could just kind of tap in and check in to figure out if this is just a me thing or if this is just like, oh no, this comes with life, so I don't feel so alone. Does that make sense to you? And I think that's why it's so important that we don't do life alone, right? Like, we don't isolate ourselves, because you can feel crazy. You can feel crazy if you don't have somebody to bounce that kind of stuff off of. So I think I do have a good array of a variety of people that I can talk to when it comes to my femininity. And funny that you should bring that up. So I was actually at church this past weekend, and we were there talking about the topic. We were there for a brunch, and so anyway, the topic wasn't women's issues at all or whatever, but the women at the table were dropping so much knowledge about how your body changes and stuff as you grow. And that wasn't even, you know, that we was just during casual conversation. I was learning so much and soaking so much in, but if I had stayed at home, I would have missed that conversation. It was like an organic conversation.
What's the best gym you got before you get away from it? What's the best gym you got? Share it.
I can't.
You can't?
No, we were talking women issues and how your body changes. I mean, I could, but
what?
I prefer not to. Just talk to me later if you want to talk about how your body as a woman changes.
I was trying to help these younger viewers, you know.
I'm just saying, somebody else, if somebody else wants to know, what was y'all talking about over there? It was just great conversation to me that happened organically. It was not like, oh, okay, I've been experiencing that, or oh, really? That's, you know, like, it just helped me feel not alone, and also kind of gave me an eye as to what I could look forward to in the future or not look forward to. You know what I mean?
Does that make sense to you? It does make sense. I'm just like, I don't know. It must be something deep. I'm gonna ask you later, and I'm gonna determine whether or not I'm gonna tell y'all next episode whether or not I'm like,
I don't understand why you don't understand. It's about how women's bodies change.
No. I get it. I get what you're saying, but I'm also I know. Is it like, okay? So
it's like,
is it? Hold on, wait. And only
it's
you,
not something that's
hold on, wait. And only you will get this. Y'all ain't hot. Y'all ain't hot.
It was a little bit of that, okay, and a little bit of some other stuff as well. But it was a little bit of that, a little bit of some. It was like when I say it ran the gamut. I think that's the phrase. It ran the gamut. It was just like
gambit, but yes.
Gambit. Are you sure?
Hold on, we gonna do some research.
I promise we getting a Bible study, y'all. We is getting a Bible study, but
Run the gamut, like G A M U T.
So yeah, and you put a B in there. I was wrong. You had me thinking crazy. I'm like, am I crazy?
I mean, you are. Anyway, that's not
neither. So anyway, yeah, I think that's why it's important for us to be connected and have community, because you can have some organic conversations that ain't got nothing to do with studying the Bible, you know, but you have to live life. And I think it's good to have people that you can live life with. So, okay. Did we finish?
Yeah, we're done.
Okay. All right. So as Bible Study Brother told you guys, this is something new Bible Study Brother and I have decided really to invest in 2024. The name of the podcast is the Bible Study Girl podcast, but we haven't really been doing any intense Bible studies. And I think that Bible Study Brother and I will tell you one area I disagree with him with. He said when we do sermons,
listen, hold on. In the bottom of this episode, with the Bible study that we're doing today, there will be a link that you guys should go and watch. I promise you, you'll be blessed by it. And just tell me the location of the person speaking and what comes from that place. That's all. But continue. Go ahead.
We can debate what constitutes a sermon later. So. We'll do that off air, offline, once you press stop.
I'm gonna remember you. I'm just gonna remind you that whatever your argument is, that was the argument you was using in 2021. Or in 2020, I mean.
See, you contradicted you. I'm like, I was arguing about nothing in 2021, baby. I was laying there like a limp noodle. Okay, so like Bible Study Brother said, we are really shifting the Bible Study Girl podcast this year. It's growing. We've been doing this for 4 years. Except for we took 2021 off. We had a sabbatical. Anyway, we're back. I'm cracking myself up. So we've been doing this podcast for 4 years. If something is not growing and changing, it's dead. Only dead things remain the same. I mean, they decay and eventually pass away, but we don't want to decay and pass away. We want there to be life to this podcast, and we want to see our growth. And we also want to hear from you about any growth maybe that you experienced as a result of listening to the podcast. So anyway, we decided in our hearts that we were going to be more intentional about studying the Word of God in a public format. And so we're still tweaking the format. This is our first go round, our first attempt at what a Bible study between he and I would look like. And so bear with us as we grow and change and learn and really develop what this specific the Bible study portions of the podcast are going to look like. So I'm in charge of today's Bible study. Bible Study Brother and I are going to switch off as we go through the year. So I get to pop it off. And one thing, so there's not really a title, I mean, to this Bible study.
The titles will be based on what it is, I think, that we learned at the end of it, or where we're trying to like guide you.
So where the Lord guides us, trying to guide.
Well, yeah, yeah, but I just mean like the questions that we found or observed, you know, and I get to the other caveat is we don't do it together.
Correct. He has no idea what I'm going to talk about today, what scripture, because or book or whatever the Lord has given me he has no idea. And I think that creates the space for authentic questions and also creates the space for, okay, I don't know the answer, but I'll put a pin in it and it's something that we can come back to and revisit. And both of us maybe can revisit whatever those things or questions that come up during the study. So hopefully this is a fruitful time for us. So I'm going to let you guys know at the time of this recording, Tamika's birthday was not too long ago at the time of this recording. And so I was asked to speak at a church at the end of last year. And I was like, okay, what do you want me to talk about? And he said, oh, whatever the Lord puts on your heart. But you know, it's one thing if somebody tells you what to talk about, like these are the verses we're coming from. It's a completely different thing for it to be wide open and you could talk about anything. That's much more intimidating to me. But like I just said, Tamika's birthday was not too long ago. I was asleep and I was having a dream, and she came to me in the dream. And
One second. Your superhero came to me in a dream like a couple nights ago, or maybe like
Really?
last night. Yeah. I was like, huh. And I can't remember. I wish I would have remembered what happened in the dream like now, but I was like, that's interesting. I wonder what that's about. So, but yeah, just. It's been one of them past couple weeks for both of us, seemingly.
Well, she came to me in the dream back in 2023 when I got asked to speak. Amen. I'm just bringing it present tense. And so in the dream, she said her favorite verses to me, right? And I was like, well, Lord, I suppose this is what you want me to speak about. I'm digging in. All right. Amen. So let me read these verses to you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. That is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. That's the New King James Version. I'm going to read it to you in the New Revised Standard Version as well. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. And then I'm going to read it to you in the Amplified, and then we're going to dig a little bit deeper. Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge him, and he will direct and make straight and plain your paths. So before I start my dig and my dive, what do you think about those scriptures, brother? Is there anything that stands out to you?
What always stands out to me is something that was funny that we just keep talking about, which is your relationship with God, your relationship with Jesus Christ, your relationship with Him as a whole. Lean not to what I think. I need to talk to you. Like, I need to understand your way on this. Because my way is going to come down to something fickle. My way is going to come down to something I think that I've solved, you know, and it's not just that. It's not about something that I like figure out. Oh, I figured out how to save. Like that's not how salvation works. That's not how growth or evolution or any of those things work. It's not by like just finding the solution. It's about increasing that relationship and always remembering that you don't know everything.
Right. So I think you and I have the same thought in that regard, but I'm going to tell you when I sat down to like really dig deep into these scriptures, my first thought was, okay, because you know, I'm all about like studying the Bible and like who was the author and what is the context of these verses, but that ain't how the Lord was directing me. And I was very uncomfortable because I'm like, well, wait, this is like how I think it should go. And like, but he wasn't pulling me in that direction. So when I sat down and I started reading the verses the verses in different versions. The one thing that really stood out to me that has not stood out to me before, like I said, these are Tamika's favorite verses. Like, she quote them night and day, day and night, all around. But the one thing that hadn't stood out to me before is that the verse says paths with an S on it at the end, meaning it's plural. In my head, when I recite it, I always say path. Because in my head, there's one way, right? This is my own understanding. I'm doing everything that the verse is telling me not to do, but I'm making it to my own understanding. And when I recited that verse or even heard other people recite that verse, I, in my head, changed it to singular. So that's the first thing that stood out to me. And I really feel like that's the first thing that the Lord wanted to deal with me about, right? You sat up here and you read this verse and you are still trying to make it into your own understanding. Girl, like, what are you doing? You're going around in circles because you're not really listening to me and you're trying to make it make sense for yourself. So that's one of the first things that stood out to me. So I wanted to I wanted to tackle the verses from like a historical context and who wrote it and like, why would they write this and all of that. But that's not what God gave to me. What God did give to me is the story of three different people and the different paths that they walked in leaning and trusting in God, right? The first person I got, and it was so much meat on this bone. I think it was so much meat on this bone. Really, I feel like the entire message could have stayed here. But the first person that came to mind was Samson.
Now, look. Now, that's funny, man. I'm just going to let you know that's funny.
Why?
What was the first not sermon that I did? Who was it about?
It was about Samson.
Yeah. And then we had come back from seeing Samson and Branson.
Right.
Yeah. So, listen, I'm just telling you, it's go ahead. Oh, go ahead.
Wait, this is hilarious. Ha ha ha. You talked about Samson. I talked about Samson. We talk about Samson. So for the sake of time today, I'm not going to go into all three people. Like Bible Study Brother said, there will be a link at the end of this episode if you want to hear the message in its entirety that I had to stand up. If you want to hear my New Year's Eve speech, you can hear it. But the first person life that came up to me was Samson. Bible Study Brother and I, for my 35th birthday, we took a family trip to Branson. I think it was like 10 of us. We all went to Branson for my 35th birthday. And we went to go see Samson at the Sight and Sound Theater. What are you counting on your fingers?
11.
You trying to figure out
how it was 11 of us.
Oh, it was 11 of us. Well, my number was close. I it said about close. 10.
Yeah, I just had to remember who I was there.
So we took a trip to Branson. We did lots of different activities. We had a good time.
Oh, wait,
time.
I'm under. No, it was like 12 on 12. Because I was kind of Tamika.
The whole point is we had a grand old time. Didn't we have a good time? And one of the activities we did was we went to go see the play Samson at the Sight and Sound Theater. Bible Study Brother and I, and everybody in the family, honestly, when the play was all over, we ended up going to dinner or whatever. But we were all like, man, they added so much extra stuff in Samson's life. Because, like, you know, they were just being dramatic, blah, blah, blah. Lo and behold, all of that stuff they did was in the Bible, y'all. And we were amazed. And I think it's just because we get the highlights of people's life stories quite often in Sunday school. And we don't really dig deep and look at all the information that's really available to
fam.
Us.
No. What it is when they talk to us kids, because Samson is one of the first stories you hear.
Right.
When you hear about it, you just like, oh, man, it's almost like Elf on the Shelf or something like that. Oh, he was acting bad, and now he's doing what he wanted to do, and he got his hair cut and lost his power. And you like, right. Okay, like what they got to do with, you know.
Right, and we know he's strong. He's very strong. But, I mean, I'm not faulting. I don't think that's the church's fault. I mean, you feed kid information, you know. It's on us. To really read it for ourselves and study it for ourselves.
Yeah. I just think we should, like, a lot of times I feel like all the biblical things that we're taught as kids, we should have a revisit at as teenagers, and then you should have like a revisit, like, you know, as young adults, as they would say, and then just as adults, because it's going to change every time for you. Just guaranteed.
It's going to change. And let me tell you something else. I think it probably was in the last 10 years that it really clicked for me that these aren't fables and fairy tales. These are people's real lives. Like, Samson walked on the earth. This is a glimpse of his story. It's not all of his story in detail. And I also think that, I'm able to read people's stories in the Bible from a different emotional standpoint. Like, what is it really like to trust God in this way, if that makes sense to you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And really understanding, though, this is somebody's real struggle with God, and this is how he came out. So, yeah, we're in Samson. So I read through Judges chapters 13 through 16. Those are the chapters that have Samson's life story in them. And Judges starts off 13:1 saying, again, the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hands of the Philistines for 40 years. So the introduction to Samson's life is Israel is tripping again. God is like, enough. And they're put in bondage. They're under the Philistines, right? When we look at Samson's life story, we are introduced to his mother. She has an encounter with the angel of God, and the angel tells her straight up that she will conceive and bear a son. No razor shall come upon his head. He's going to be a Nazarite, and he's going to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. So, yes, Israel is under the hand of the Philistines, but her son, God has already told her, your son is going to deliver Israel, right? Can you imagine as a parent, potential, you know, you are looking to give birth, well, not you personally, but you are looking to parent a child. Think about your mindset. You know, God. Even think about your mindset. You know what God has told you in regards to your children, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what he's going to give to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you and God have a clear understanding about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to come back to that. I just want you to marinate in that. Just marinate in that. We're going to come back to it. It's going to make a full circle appearance.
All right, we cooking.
So Samson's mom is not named. We don't know what her name is. They just refer to her as Manoah's wife. And so, you know, she's out alone doing her own thing when the angel comes to visit her. Her husband is not around. It's at this point that I'm going to tie in the original scripture about the paths with an S on it. She has a decision to make. She has multiple paths that she can go down. Yes, God has told me this, but am I going to believe what he said? You know, I have choice. Nobody can make me. I have an option. So the path she decides to go down is to go to her husband and say, hey, ha 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 ha. Angel of God came to me. This is what the angel said. And then Manoah also has to make a choice when his wife says that to him. He has to decide if he's going to know, recognize, and acknowledge God for himself. Like, those are paths, those are decisions, those are choices that he has to make. So apparently, Samson's mama married a wise man because Manoah decides to pray and ask God for guidance. And hey, you said it to my wife, but I need for you to come again and I want you to tell me what you want us to do for this child, right? He's not going on his own way. He's not making a random decision. He's choosing to know and acknowledge and recognize God and go to God for guidance, right? I don't know what to do, but I know who knows. You do. So I need for you to let me know what to do. So God hears Manoah's prayer. We are blessed to serve a God who hears us and will respond. So he shows up, he answers all of Manoah's questions. They recognize that what God said is going to happen, right? So one thing we know from the scripture and from what Manoah's wife, also Samson, known as Samson's mom, they were promised that Samson is going to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines, right? Can you imagine what it's like to grow up? I think you, one thing I, that's why I asked you to think about your children. That's going to be an awesome testimony. And I'm sure you're going to share your testimony with your children. God told me he was going to give me you, right? We had your name picked out. This is, you know, who you are and who you are to us. You are God's promise, right? Like,
We had your names picked out decades before you got here.
correct. You are God's promise. We've seen him to be faithful. He's shown up to be true. So imagine knowing all of this. Samson's parents know that he's going to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. God told them that. That's not something they came up with. Imagine, here comes Samson. And imagine all of Samson's life. I know his parents have told him the story. Wouldn't you tell your kids the story? That's why I'm coming full circle with this. And then imagine this boy gets grown and out the house, and what does he do? He marries a Philistine woman. Now, wait a minute. Stop the presses. From the time he was young, before he was even conceived, his parents were told he was going to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines.
Still in captivity of the Philistines, like. You have to understand, it's not like, because I know somebody, marry who you want to marry. Maybe he thought, no. That's like, again, and y'all would call people Uncle Toms or all kinds of stuff, like somebody being a slave and saying, well, me and the master, we can be cool. We can be cool. Like, it don't mean anything changes for you, but we can be cool is essentially what's going on.
Right, it's a big deal. So how would you feel as a parent? You know what God told you. Your kid comes to you and says, I'm marrying the ops. Ain't that what the kids say?
Yeah, they with the ops, you know. So
Okay.
I mean, at this point, because I've done a speech on Samson at the time, my thing would be presenting this. Like, you have two choices in this way. Like, you got a lot of paths you can take, but technically you only have two choices. One, you can walk with God so God's glory can reign on the earth. Or you can do what you want, and he uses you as an example of how God's glory will reign on the earth.
Okay, so you definitely come away from it with, I know who God said you are, right? I've been instilling this into you throughout the beginning. This decision ain't sound. But the interesting thing, when you read Samson's life, when you look at Judges chapter 14, verses 4, Samson decides he's going to marry the Philistine woman. The verse says, but his mother and father did not know that it was of the Lord. He was seeking an occasion to move against the Philistines. So, to you and me, our understanding is, I know who you've been since you were born, the Lord. You gonna deliver us from the hands of the Philistines, and here you are marrying a Philistine woman. But the scripture clearly says this was part of God's plan. Does it make sense to you and me? No. But like Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, lean not unto your own understanding. It doesn't make sense to us. And guess what? It don't have to make sense to us because we're not holding the world in our hands. God is. And so I think Samson's life, I could go deeper and farther, but I think Samson's life as a whole is a great mirror of us not leaning to our own understanding and truly letting God direct our path. Now, I will say this, it doesn't let me know if Samson knew that was God's plan, right? It doesn't let me know that, but it does let me know that this is God's plan. This is what he wants to happen. Yes, brother.
And it shows up again because the common thing, especially during Judges, especially during Kings, every time the Jews were under oppression, right? There was a moment of salvation, being saved in a certain way. Yet every time it was different. It was different every time in terms of how they, you know, got out of captivity or whatever, or whatever it was. This was another moment where there was, you know, in Samson's dad and mom, where you had one vision of your understanding of what it meant to be saved and how that would happen.
Oh, correct. We come up with our own plans of what makes sense, of how he's going to work it out.
And it mirrors, you know, Jesus. Like everything mirrors the one that would come. Because a lot of not theologians, but in the Hebrew, if you think about the mindset behind Judas doing what he did, and I think I talked about it in another episode, and he was not under the assumption that Jesus would just allow himself to be captured by anybody. I've seen you make deaf people hear, blind people see, the lame walk,
Right.
raise people from the dead. You are you finna come through and usurp all of this. And it's the same mindset of like, because he 100% knows about Samson. He knows the story for real. Like that's one of his
Right.
cousin's friends. You know, like it ain't that far from him. And so that's just the part of that makes me think about this, like leaning to not to your own understanding, because as we understand it, we always make it this. Like if somebody's oppressing me, my only solitude is like pure and utter conquering of that person in the way that they conquer me. It's not utter reformation of your spirit, your heart, you know, changing in internally to you know, you were an oppressor, but now you're an ally. You're an oppressor, but now you're a believer. Like that's not how we think of these things,
Right.
you know. So that was something that was, as you were speaking, that's like big illuminated for me again and again. It's like all the times in the Bible where this scripture just plays out because our
It
understanding says something different.
right. And not just in the Bible, but in our everyday lives. So there's a lot more meat on that bone, but I'm going to leave it where it is. Anything else you want to say? I will say this. Really digging into that scripture has tremendously blessed my life. And also, even just talking about it again today, I have so many areas of my life currently where I'm doing my best to make it happen, right? I'm leaning on my own understanding. This is what I know to do. I don't know what else to do. And it's a reminder to me that I definitely need to be more prayerful and I need to be recognizing, knowing, and acknowledging that ultimately God is in control. And I have all these paths set before me, but I need to be tuned in to where he wants me to go. And because there's so many options, there are so many paths, set before me every day to really be focused, like I said, and intentional and listening to his voice. I've said it before again, like even with the blog recaps, but I think especially with this Bible study, God has given me exactly what I need, exactly when I need it. I don't know about you, but I really like our Bible study
Yeah, I really
going
like
to dig a little
this
deeper.
was and the best thing about it to understand in all of these things is, so if he says something over your life, you hear him clearly, distinctly, right? His words will never come back to him void.
Void ever, ever.
So that further solidifies what I'm telling you. So if he says you're going to be a great instrument for bringing people to Christ, that's exactly what he means.
That's what's gonna
And
happen. Point blank, period.
like you could, if you choose, you might live a suffering life apart from him. And then something happens, like somebody sees you and it's like, I don't want to live like that. Or you live a life that's walking with him as an example. Somebody sees that and says, I want that. Like, it's not coming back to him void. Your life has a
It's not
purpose.
coming back to him, boy. And also, again, I'm just gonna lean in and press in on this. It doesn't have to make sense to us. And we also can't look at somebody else's walk and decide that what they're doing, well, that's not the way to get that done. You know, like I know how they need to get it done. That's not your decision, that's not your call to make. Lean not on your own understanding, folks, and he will direct your paths. I think I am a living witness for that, and I honestly I'm excited to see what God does in 2024. I see this being a year of transformation and change and growth that I have not experienced before, and not because I'm so not because I'm getting it right, but because I am choosing to trust him even when it doesn't make sense to me. Amen.
Amen. And I'll give you guys just a little head start for next month, because it'll be the last episode of that month, whatever month we've started this in. Just so we can like, A, give y'all time in terms of this format, but also, you know, we want guests and we wanna do these blog posts as well. I'm gonna be coming from Psalms. I want to go through the book of Psalms because I'm the music guy. So I want to do music. And I wanna see like why God chose to have, you know, somebody really have this whole book of music. Because I know it's not just because it was David. I know that there's something deeper and especially more powerful there that I wanna be able to like discern and decipher to help me as a creative, because musicians are creative and in that way that God made them. So yeah, so just a head start. So just all you gotta do is read chapter one. I'm not like going to
Chapter
many
one of
different
Psalm.
chapter one of Psalms.
Okay.
Just I'm gonna do as much digging as I possibly can, and we're gonna break it down from there. And just
Okay.
ex
I'm
expect
excited.
expect expect that from me, because I'm gonna try and stay in Psalms, because it's a lot of Psalms, y'all. And like,
Yeah, because when you said you coming from Psalms, I'm like, you know how many books that is, bro? Like, this is not gonna be a 12-hour podcast.
No. Just chapter one. Just chapter one, and then we'll like keep going as God, you know, discerns. I might even just do 23 and stop at you know, my favorite psalm of all time. But
Okay, I'm
I'm really glad that we were
excited.
able to do this. This was a lot of fun, and it's like it's such a small portion
Oh, it's so small. Oh, it's so small. But
of
I think
that
that's one
story.
thing. I think that's one thing that's so great about the Bible. You really, if you are really truly studying it, you could get one verse and get stuck for eternity. But to really cover somebody's life, it's, yeah.
Listen, that is the understatement of understatements. when I
which I think
stuck like
but also let me say this to you. I think that further highlights the fact that your pastor would not ever be able to cover it all ever. It's too much to dig out, and that's why we have to be intentional about studying on our own.
Also, it covers what I used to say when I was younger, because I used to have all these questions, right? And the one question I used to have was, I'm like, you know, what happened when, you know, between Jesus being 13 and this? Like, where are the Bible chapters and stuff for today and all of these different things? And then I came to realize the simplest answer, which is, we barely read pamphlets. So why would we read a book that is over, you know, 100 chapters, over 200 chapters, over 300 chapters, over 500? Like, the book to go from 2,000 years worth of a book that continues growing is not something anybody could ever hope to discern or even connect with, because most people would just be like, well, chapters, you know, 1795, that's when my chapter started. So it was so illuminating to really start like dissecting and understanding, you know, when they say there's nothing new under the sun, to like read the scriptures and see how your experience and your spiritual experience and guidance informs you that that's true, and that it's not like that it's not shadowing or dismissive of your life. It's more illuminating to the fact that the trials and tribulations are way closer than what you ever think they could be. And that's our journey for this. This will probably be the longest of these.
I was going to say, I don't. See, really, I thought we would be able to get through whatever in like 30 minutes. It's just not going to happen. It's not going to be possible. But I really hope these are like informative for y'all, and that it's something you enjoy.
Yeah.
Give us feedback. Let us know what you think. We'd appreciate it.
And honestly, like, if there's something that you really want to break down, like, tell us. Come on and break it down, because I'm open study as well.
Yeah, I'm open to studying and figuring some things out for myself.
Because there's so much meat on this bone, we could literally
You don't even know the notes I have. I have so many pages of notes, and I only got to like, I'm not even off the first page, but amen, amen. I do get a little more in detail in the link. But even then, I was like, oh my gosh, I could stay right here and dig in this a little bit more. But I just did a broad over sweeping.
Y'all, it's just, anyway, that's more than enough waffling. we remember, because like, I don't know, but okay, one more thing, because this is something y'all do need to understand about us. We grew up in, like, I don't want to make a term for it, but it's the closest thing I can make. We're Bible nerds. Like, so if you tell me something, like, I am so interested that I'm excited. The same reason I keep telling y'all, I was like, it's not that Mary and Joseph couldn't find a place. It was that they didn't fool with them. Like, they remember who they were. Like, and somebody's looking like, not me. You know, and that like blows my mind, because it makes it not more human, but it makes it something that I can actually connect to. Because again, there's nothing new under the sun, and people have always been very dismissive of like what you presume is shame, and not wanting to help somebody. You see it all the time in those stories where somebody was like, I mean, like, you know, me and my mama was living in a car. Wasn't nobody helping us. Like, or, you know, we had family members, they just didn't believe. And like all these other circumstances that mirror this. So that's where we're coming from, as people who are like so interested in like, how was it these scriptures, how was it these conversations came to be, and what does that mean? Spiritually in a growing form. But yeah, All of that to say, it's not just I or you that preach, but we preach.
And until we meet again, guys, keep preaching. Oh, hilarious.